You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell.
And co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, August 11th show. It's a great day to talk money, and that's what the show is all about, how to make money, save money, and build a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that we have on the show today. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150, or you can also go online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, Nancy Jutton of Nancy S. Jutton Marketing. And she's going to share with us the 9 best ways to make the most of your marketing table or event sponsorship to come home with clients, connections, collaboration, and a little bit of cash. Well, in Nancy's case, it's probably a lot of cash. Have you ever invested in a sponsorship table at a business lunch or an industry event? Have you ever been thinking about it or just can't pull the trigger because you're not sure what to do and how to make the most of it? Well, Nancy's going to be a great resource for us today. And Nancy, thank you so much for coming back in studio. It's always a pleasure to have you here with us.
It's always good to be here. Thanks for having me.
And a little bit about Nancy. Together with her husband, certified financial planner, professional Steve Jutton, they guide couples to share power, access, and control over their personal financial information, even after life has served up a little bump in the road. This is especially important when something happens along the road of life, when one needs to step to be an advocate for another or be in a position of being able to drive life forward no matter what, without losing valuable time or time away from searching for essential documents that they need. They offer ease of use tools and optimistic approach to getting this done and accountability to couples and families across the country so that they stop procrastinating, start powerful conversations, get their personal financial lives in order and on equal footing, and of course, correct for even better things to come. Nancy is also a leading industry in sharing her wealth of information that she has with business professionals to really help them get known, get paid, and doing what they love to do. And I'm really excited about our conversation. I left you out there, Keelan.
Thank you. Our conversation.
Yes. Our conversation about, really having to maximize your presence when you're at an event. So, Nancy, thanks again for coming in.
Great to be here.
So, Nancy, we've all done it. You know, you put some money out there, you think you're, sponsoring an event or marketing a table, and just nothing comes of it. So what is the top tip you could give us for those of us who are going to fork out some cash at some event and hopefully drum up some business?
Well, I have 9 tips if we can share them.
We got a little bit of time here.
What I would say, first off, is how you do anything is how you do everything. So from the moment you put your feet on the property where the event is, you are on. When you're checking into the hotel, when you're dealing with the waiters, when you're dealing with the service personnel, when you're dealing with the AV people, you have got a smile on your face. You're there to serve. You're be there to be of contribution. And don't ever forget that, because there will be people watching you and they will remember how you showed up. So show up like a rock star everywhere you go, gracious, of service, and interested in others and not interested only in yourself. That's always excellent advice.
Yeah, I love that, Nancy. And I have to say that you do that every time that I see you. And I want to bring that in because we have a lot of different listeners here today. We have people may not be part of the workforce, and we definitely have a lot of people that are doing a lot of different things in the workforce. And this conversation is really around life and how you present yourself every day when you show up. And this is really focused around an event and some things to do, but really important advice to really be your best self all the time. So, Nancy, what else do you recommend?
Well, I just came back from Denver, Colorado, where my husband and I were breaking bread and talking shop with about 100 financial advisors.
Uh-huh.
And there were 27 sponsors. So imagine that it's going to be sponsor spotlight moment, and you are given 2 minutes or less to say who you are, what you're here for, and why anybody would want to stop by your booth.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was standing there watching these people waste their opportunity. They spent the first 20 seconds saying, thank you, it's so good to be here, thank you for putting on this event, blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's looking at their watch and looking at their phone and wishing they were in Philadelphia. So what I think is important is if you're given 1 to 2 minutes to stand in front of a whole room of people that could be your perfect client, start with an enrolling question that everyone can say yes to, and then tell them that you are the answer to their prayer, and then give them a compelling reason to stop by your booth so that they can get the religion and get to know you and see what the magic is waiting for them. Because when I did that just the other day, I actually got a standing ovation. And people said to me, oh my gosh, that was an amazing talk you gave. It was a 1 minute commercial. But people came to see us, and we were like, I felt like Lucy in that psychiatric, you know, 5 cents, take a seat in my office. Let me show you my bag of tricks. There was a line waiting. So don't waste your moment in the spotlight. Make it count.
I love that. And, you know, an easy formula that you can use that I try to follow is, you know, risk and benefit. I always believe the balance in everything. And I believe in starting with you want the bad news or the good news. Always give me the bad news and end with the good news. So give a risk if you don't, the benefit you do, or the problem that they have and why you are their solution. And you can easily nail that in your 60 or 120 seconds.
I love that. You got to be prepared. So, Nancy, we got our game face on. We showed up. We're doing our thing, and you're well prepared. You've taken advantage of your spotlight. What's next?
Well, I'd like you to consider ways that you can engage passersby to make sure they stop, look, listen, and engage with you. And I would say to that also, don't ever underestimate the value and the attraction of a really good old-fashioned Tootsie Pop, because people love to stop. And they love to talk to you about that. And then if you have other goodies like thumb drives that are customized with your name, that are already packaged with what it is that you're inviting people to buy so that they can go to their hotel room and check it out more completely, that's a really useful gift that will serve you and will serve them too. Premiums are a good idea.
Yeah, and having something, you know, having something fun there that they can take with them, having something maybe a little bit crazy that they'll go, wow, that's, I need to stop by and see what that's all about, and you know, really being able to engage and start in that conversation. I love that. What then, Nancy?
Well, I'm a big fan of having a business card drawing so that there is something valuable for people to win. And in our case, we actually made available these demonstration notebooks of what the Life Goes On Roadmap licensing opportunity is all about. And we actually gave people the opportunity to check them out and take them back to their hotel room so they could read them and see how awesome they were. But we also made it available as something that people could win. And at the end of the conference, we drew a name, and the person just about jumped out of her skin when she won it. And of course, I asked her to pose for a photo opportunity, and I posted it all across Facebook, and she posted it all across Facebook, and everybody's wondering, what the heck is that, and how can I get one? So what do you have that's relevant and interesting and of service to your audience that you could actually give away as a prize that has suitable value that people will actually be sitting on their hands hoping that you pick their name?
Yes.
It feels like you have like an event in an event, Nancy, like you have your own thing
does.
Going
oh,
on.
Oh, she does. Oh, that's good. The event and the event. Yeah.
It's
and
like
then the event afterwards she has too.
Yeah, you're stealing the show and making it yours, right? And attracting people, little goodies. I know I've taken out like little trinkets after the fact and you're like, oh yeah, I remember. So what's next after that?
Well, here's a ninja tip I highly recommend. It's not just the folks that are attending the event or the conference that you want to make friends with. It's also your fellow exhibitors.
Yes.
So while you're getting ready and setting up your exhibit, go ahead and take a deliberate interest in every single exhibitor. Find out what they're there for. Find out what their mission is. See if there's some kind of common ground where you can create a collaboration that can take your product and their product far and wide. Be open to those kinds of strategic alliances, because what I found in this particular conference is that we were the only company that did what it is that we did. And there were some big movers and shakers and industry association leaders that took a genuine interest and said, this could be a member benefit for all of our thousands of members. This could be something that we make available to all of our clients who deal with our advisors. And I'm thinking to myself, hot dog, hallelujah. I'm talking to people every day and everywhere there's an opportunity.
Hot dog, hallelujah.
Yeah, so that's a ninja tip that has paid off handsomely for me year after year after year. Just make sure you get to know all the exhibitors. And then one other tip, which I think is really important to bring out, we all have cell phones, don't we? Don't be that exhibitor that's sitting there looking at your phone with your head down and not even looking up to see who's passing by. Because one of the things I noticed is, my, oh my, so many people do that. They don't certainly create an avenue where you're actually excited to approach someone if your head is down and you're looking at your phone. Put your phone away and look people right in the eye. Invite them to have a seat right next to you. Go nose to nose, toe to toe. Have a real conversation.
And also, or you could leave the phone out and you could do some little Facebook Live or something and show the activity and the fun that's happening over at your booth, right?
I wish I would have done that. That's a really good idea.
Well, you were just talking about business professionals and connecting with them. And I was just going to say that's one of the really great things. And I've learned a lot from you, Nancy, as you know, because I've shared with you many times. But through my coaching program, I talk about the importance of for business professionals to really connect with other business professionals. That should be the core of your business, because I always say they're doing business today. They can support you today. And most importantly, they need you today, because we each have our own expertise in our own field. And there are other power partners that we need in order to service our clients. And you are one of the power partners they need. So just to chime in on what you said with connecting with the other people at the booth, I'm sure that there's some similarity, the word that I'm trying to come up with, there you go, that you all have, which means that there's opportunities, just like you said, that you can help each other help your clients. So I love that. And really quick, I want to mention, because you mentioned the license opportunity, which we're really not talking about that in the show today, but I want to bring that up because it kind of ties into what I just said, is the ability to really take all of the work and effort and time and hours and sweat and pain that somebody else has put into their program and be able to plug in and utilize to help your clients. So can you share a little bit about what this licensing agreement and program looks like?
Well, sure. We created a program called the Life Goes On Roadmap that makes it easy for people to get their personal financial lives organized so that if something should happen to one or the other partner, the other will be able to look after the other and also champion them and also drive life forward in the event that it's very dire. Well, it just sort of the light went on that there are financial advisors across the country who could benefit from using this same system. So we are so happy that as a result of attending this trade show and having this arms wide open approach, we came home with quite a few new licensees of our system who love it. They've been wishing to create something just like it. They just haven't had the bandwidth. But now that we've created something they can brand as their own, they can serve their clients in this very powerful fiduciary way and earn, set themselves apart in the marketplace and empower people everywhere in this very important way. So we're super excited about it, and thanks for allowing me to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, I came from that world, actually. So the simpler you can make it for people, there's a lot of moving parts when we talk about planning a life, and a lot of even great financial planners often miss a lot of those little details and steps. So, Nancy, do they just go on and start from the beginning and work their way through and kind of life events, or how does it work?
Well, it's sort of plug and play. We have a guidebook that's your GPS to success. We have a digital organizer that's like a fancy-dancy spreadsheet. You can enter all of your information. We even have a really fun game board that you can play to stay on track so that you can follow the yellow brick road to become an I'm ready for anything road tripper for the rest of your life that you would want to tell all your friends. So all of this gets customized for the advisor, but it's also available for purchase from our website at a very affordable price, and it's a gift that nobody will regret receiving, and it's a trip you'll never regret taking.
Yeah, love that. So as we're wrapping things up here, final tips, additional tips that you have for our listeners.
Be prepared to make sales at the event. Yeah. Don't be there speaking and leave your order form in the hotel room. Don't forget your square if you're able to collect money. One really quick story, I was at an event, this woman gave this great talk, and everybody was thinking they wanted to buy from her, and she said, "Oh, my order form's in the hotel room."
Oh my God.
And I said, "What room is it? I'll go get it for you." Yeah. She had the whole room ready to buy, but she wasn't prepared to collect the money. Don't let this happen to you.
I love that. And I, always say the task is to ask, because people need what you have and the services that you have to provide, but you have to ask in order to find out who really is there to say yes. So, Nancy, thank you so much for joining us again here on our show, and always appreciate you.
Thanks. And if folks are curious about Life Goes On Roadmap, there's a free gift you can get at lifegoesonroadmap.com.
Thank you, Nancy. Coming up next on the Money Hour, the Seattle Shutdown. Britt Whitmer with Avenue Properties, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.